Blockbuster Video was still one of our favorite hangouts. Fruity Pebbles were healthy. And a girl in the woods turns a snowman into a clown? This is your 90s Christmas. Stay tuned.
You're tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's The Christmas 24/7 Channel. Keeping the spirit of Christmas 24/7. Give, forgive, be merry.
Welcome back, guys, to 24/7 Christmas here at AfterBuzz TV. We are taking you back to our childhood, and we are covering the 90s for you. And today, we are covering 90s Christmas commercials in all of their beautiful, magical glory, as well as a little bit of some bizarre commercials that happened. I am your host, Susie G, and we are here today with Miss Samantha Jacobs. I am all things Christmas, Christmas movies, nostalgia. And Sam here wants to go to the North Pole.
Yes, that's always been a lifetime goal, so hopefully we're going to get it down. 2020.
So we're super excited today. We're going to go ahead and cover some of our favorite 90s commercials, some of the commercials that were significant for other people out there that they loved, kind of talk a little bit about some of the 2019 commercials that are happening, compare them a little bit to kind of our past and what's going on now in the present. We also have some great candy cane news for you and some nostalgia for under the 90s Christmas tree. So make sure you stay tuned for the whole show. But right off the get-go, I just have to talk about those Fruity Pebbles commercials. I mean, if we're breaking down some of our favorite ones, who did not love what they were doing for, you know, commercials about sugary cereals?
Right? Cereal is hands down always amazing. So for them to do a Christmas one makes it even more amazing.
Yeah, and I feel like they always made some of these commercials, you know, they were animated and funny, but I think what kind of cracks me up is this is so 90s. They actually would kind of say that they were healthy. They would throw a slide that in. I'm like, it's Christmas. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, it's cute. I like the colors. You know, they usually make it all holiday flavor or like, flavor, but they just change the colors.
Just the preservatives kind of change. But it's funny about this 90s commercial because, you know, Santa goes down the chimney and then Barney follows him and jumps down. I'm like, he could have just gone to the grocery store and picked up a box of Fruity Pebbles. But they, you know, kind of made it a whole wonderfully terrible, amazing ad all in one.
Yes. I mean, Santa makes everything better. You know?
Yes.
If Santa tells you to do it, you do it. But you want to be on the good list.
In the spirit of giving, you know, they're both eating the cereal. So how about yourself? Do you have any kind of commercial that you absolutely love from the 90s?
I also like a cereal commercial. I like the Captain Crunch Christmas.
Yes.
Because that was limited edition. That only came around during Christmas time. And it's kind of like, I don't know if you remember, the oatmeal with the dinosaur eggs.
Yes, yes.
Those used to just be around at a certain time.
Right.
Now you can get them anytime, wherever. But this was how the Captain Crunch was.
Right.
You could only get this during Christmas, and luckily they kept it just a Christmas thing. I don't think they do that anymore, though.
I don't think so either, and I think that's something we can kind of get into. We also were talking a little bit about some interesting and obscure commercials, and McDonald's did a very random commercial. Mm-hmm. The little girl is in the woods. She builds a snowman. And then the snowman summons the McDonald's clown. And when you talk about kind of wonderfully terrible, as Cosmo magazine puts this commercial, it's, what are your thoughts on this?
It's creepy. It's, I didn't think it was as creepy as I think now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
As a kid, I didn't think into it so much, but now it's just spooky.
Do we think that's because the McDonald's clown was a little bit more relevant back then? He was in a lot of the commercials, and now the commercials that we see for McDonald's are not, you know, they're selling in mo cafes, and it's not really about this clown anymore. I don't even know if people, the younger generation, associates with it anymore.
No, I don't think so, because there was a whole gang.
Yeah.
You know, there was the hamburger guy. Burglar, Hamburglar.
Yes. But again, if this commercial were kind of, you know, now we'll talk about that, would be a little bit kind of interesting. But again, it was one of the top commercials, and every list that you look at from Cosmo to Bustle, they all have this as a top listed 90s commercial.
Maybe it's because of the the joy of surprise.
True, when he taps
her. You know,
her.
And it's like, oh my gosh, Ronald, you're here.
Yes.
I was waiting for you. That's what I wanted for Christmas, was to be your friend.
I agree. Okay, I can kind of get behind
but
that.
But they did in a very creepy way.
It's just, you know, it's the McDonald's clown. Mm-hmm. But I think one of these things that we always remember is every year we know that these kind of commercials are going to exist for some of these, you know, big time products. That just goes to Coca-Cola. You know, I think that they did one of the most significant ads of all time with their commercials that they had when they had the trucks that were almost like a train set and had the whole jingle to it.
Yeah.
But I think everyone remembers that commercial, too.
Yeah, and the polar bears.
Yes.
You know, they're such an iconic thing with the Coca-Cola brand.
Yes.
And for them to just pick that up, it creates the magic.
Yeah, and I think that, again, there was such a jingle behind that commercial. And what I kind of like is that we don't see, there was nobody famous in this Coca-Cola commercial. Mm-hmm. It was just people experiencing the magic of watching these trucks with Santa go across the country. But it reigns significant to us, and I think that that is what made it such kind of a great commercial, even when you watch it now.
And I also like how they touch tradition.
Yes.
Coca-Cola has been around forever, 50s, whatever.
Yes.
And so for them to keep it brand-based is such an amazing thing because they go back to tradition and Christmas is tradition.
Right.
So to tie both of those in was genius.
Yeah, and some of your other commercials that you liked, tell me a little bit more about some of those.
Yeah, so another one that, you know, had a series of commercials is M&M's.
Yes.
M&M's started, they've had 21 years of doing Christmas magic commercials. So they started with the Santa catches them and Santa's like, oh, they do exist, and he faints and all that. And then now it's more they kind of want to build on top of the story of like how he helps Santa or all that stuff. So I think that's cool that they've managed to always have a Christmas commercial for 21 years. That's a long time.
And I think we look forward again to like the Coca-Colas, the M&Ms, because we know they're always going to have those. And what's really interesting is another great commercial is Amazon was very, they weren't significant back in the day. I mean, in the 90s, I didn't really know what Amazon.com was. I was still obviously going into Blockbuster. They did a jingle with a bunch of men that were singing in a chorus. And basically all they did was sing about what they had to offer you to buy. It was just a little bit fun and interesting and obscure. And again, some of these lists just kind of talk about how much change has gone on because this was one of Amazon's first commercials.
I had no idea Amazon was around back then.
I didn't either, really, until I was like, oh, I remember that commercial.
That's so funny.
It's just a bunch of singing chorus men talking about like what you can buy on Amazon, but they looked good in their green and red.
I love it.
Yeah, and I think, too, another kind of interesting thing is Rosie O'Donnell was huge for Kmart, and her and Penny Marshall came out with a bunch of fun Kmart commercials as well. What did you think of those?
I loved that commercial. I loved Rosie back then.
She had
that show on Nickelodeon. She played the mom in Harriet the Spy. Like, she was the woman. And she made me want to buy all those toys.
Hey guys, Brianna from the booth. Just wanted to chime in for a second. She played the nanny in Harriet the Spy. I just want to make sure.
Sorry.
No worries. Just wanted to do a little correction right there. But yeah, she was an amazing nanny in Harriet.
But I think they did. They had a long run with Kmart. Kmart also had some other interesting commercials that season that Bustle kind of blew up, saying that they were kind of, you know, not Kmart's best, but I think, again, this commercial with Rosie just hits home, and people loved her, and that was kind of her big time back then.
She was funny. It was relatable. She knew how to work with kids or, like, relate, make us feel like we get her or understand, even though we have no idea.
Yes, and it's interesting, cause, you know, you and I did a poll, and on kind of my polls that I got, everybody remembers the Coca-Cola commercial, McDonald's commercial, but I do think that it's fun to look at something like a Cosmopolitan that kind of lists their 9, you know, commercials that they really liked. And, you know, they kind of said all the same ones that we liked. You know, they loved the Fruity Pebbles, the Kmart. So I think people in our demographic, this just kind of hits home and we all kind of – feel nostalgia for all of like the same commercials. Yeah. But they did make fun of some of them, which is great.
I know. I totally forgot about the Kmart with the blinking bear.
That's the one that, yes.
Oh my gosh. That is before Furby.
That would scare you.
And I hate Furby. Yes. That would be so terrifying. No way.
And then like the Arby's commercial, I think, was a little bit interesting because, you know, they were kind of plugging something that was like a dollar and it just mm-hmm. ended up not kind of being the right commercial at the time. But it's kind of interesting to see. But now, if we talk about commercials of 2019, I mean, tell me what you're excited about and which commercials you've seen so far.
A commercial that I've seen so far is the ET one that they did for Xfinity Cable.
Right.
They did a throwback. I know Google, I think, did one with Home Alone a few years ago. So I like that they're bringing these 80s movies back and like kind of doing a then and now type of situation in the commercial. I was personally terrified of E.T. growing up. So I just know that so many people loved E.T. and that was their homie. So I have to talk. I feel like I should talk about it because so many people loved it. But the moment that I saw the commercial and I saw the like his little area light up, kind of glow behind the house, I could not watch anymore. Like, my whole body turned numb. I was like, I can't go this far. I don't know what it is. E.T. just freaked me out.
Well, and now we have, Pepsi has a huge new commercial with Cardi B. And I watched that, and I liked it. But again, you know, it's another commercial with a huge artist in it. She's obviously doing really well, but I mean, it's Cardi. Mm-hmm. You can't not love her. So I kind of like the Pepsi commercial. What did you think about that one?
Cardi is Cardi.
Yes.
It's really fun to see how people work around her.
Right.
You know, people aren't creating stuff for her like a Britney per se.
Yes.
She really stands her ground and people love it.
Yeah.
So they made this commercial and she nails all the 3-5 things that she always does. There's a twerk machine, like elf shop.
Right.
Like it's all there.
I mean, do you think she was a great choice for Pepsi this season or would you have liked to have seen somebody different?
I think it was good branding. She's the top artist right now. So anything she says, people will really... I wouldn't see her in a Coca-Cola commercial.
Right.
I would say that.
Yes.
I feel you would pick someone more homey.
Yeah.
In that situation, not saying that she has a family and is a mother, but she is known for her adventureness.
And another kind of big commercial that's getting a lot of great reviews is Amazon has a commercial out. And this is probably the first commercial that's touched my heart this season, which I liked because it was all about, I mean, obviously it's Amazon, but it was all about the packages being delivered and love and people coming together and the boxes are talking. And it just, I thought it was brilliantly done.
Yeah.
You know, whoever was kind of behind that and the production, like, took the time. Because we obviously know what Amazon is about and we can just order gifts. But I thought it was a nice departure for them. And it was just a very loving commercial.
Yeah, and it's crazy because that's how we receive our gifts now.
Yes.
People aren't going to the store.
Right.
So for them to create this commercial around and acknowledging, you know, yes, we are number one, basically, in how you're getting your toys or your presents or whatever it may be, like, and to create a story around it, I think it's really cute.
Yeah, and you were looking at the Entertainment Weekly did a big article, and they have some of, you know, their top, which, again, kind of the same as some of the ones that we came up with in our polls as well. But, I mean, you had some other ones on there that you really enjoyed.
Yeah, so it was funny because your Amazon 90s version, not the new one, the 90s version, you know, you're like, these men are singing, caroling. Yeah. But if that was made now, it would be a flash mob. It would be a musical number. Everyone would eat it up and love it.
Or totally.
That's how people kind of do their taglines now, is making songs. And it's not just about the jingles. Like, the whole commercial is this musical number. So I think that's super funny how they did it back then, but it didn't really make as big as an impact as it would now. But a commercial that was similar to that is the Anna Kendrick Frito-Lay anthem.
Yes.
So she's an amazing singer. She's so cute. She has that new movie Noelle. I mean, it was great casting for this. And she has a little tune.
And I think that's kind of one of the biggest things that, you know, you're looking at these commercials that we have now that we, so kind of enjoy and love. And then we look at the ones from the 90s and we kind of see that there are some differences and there aren't. Like, again, we were laughing at the Blockbuster commercial because, I mean, first of all, Blockbuster doesn't exist anymore, which is so sad because I loved going there and swooping. But, I mean, the acting and the clothing and just, it was pretty bad.
It was bad. I was telling Susie earlier, when I watched that commercial again for the first time, it was literally the epiphany of an on-camera commercial class.
Right.
It felt like she did an on-camera commercial class, and that was her first take. And they just said, this is amazing. We're going to run with it. Because you don't really see that anymore where they talk to the camera and literally speak to you and be like, hey, this candy cane is the candy cane, and you get it at Kmart. Like, that doesn't exist anymore. There has to be some pizzazz. And so to see someone do that to you, you're kind of, I don't know, sensitized to just be like, I don't want that. Or no, thank you. You know?
And I absolutely love what you just said about that Amazon commercial, because you're correct. If they were to do that now and remake it, like in like a flash mob or some kind of dance creation, it would have probably been a massive hit. And again, back in the day, we didn't really find the significance of it. We're like, what's Amazon? And why are these men singing? And again, like Rosie O'Donnell, you know, you could swap her if Kmart, you know, were big. So I think that you still see a lot of the same thing. You know, we're picking up the Anna Kendricks of the day, the Cardi B's, and people that we know can sell product, which at the end of the day, that's what these commercials are really doing.
Yeah. I mean, even Mariah Carey did a commercial. Like, she's the queen of Christmas, period.
Yes.
And so, you know, people really gravitate toward that. And it's cool because now it's not just the person.
Right.
It's the mix of nostalgia and the person.
I agree.
You know? So that's kind of cool that we're in that age of what did that person bring memories from back then, now type of situation.
What I did like, though, like with the Coca-Cola commercial, is that if they redid that in the same format, the same kind of, but just, you know, up to the production level of it now, more into like 2019, I still think it would be a really significant, great commercial, even without having any kind of star power in it. I mean, Coca-Cola is star power itself.
Yeah.
So
I agree. I mean, a Christmas train is Always classic, no matter what. I mean, Polar Express happened in the 2000s, and that was an amazing hit, and it still is. People want to ride the Polar Express. So to have a Christmas train, to have the Santa on it, to have polar bears, no matter what, it's still always going to be a classic.
Yeah, and I just think, obviously, now the productions on some of these commercials are huge. I think what I liked, though, about the 90s is that you knew what they were selling from the get-go.
Right.
Sometimes these days, I don't know if you're the only one, I don't know what the commercial is about.
Yeah.
Until like the end.
Yeah.
There's like the ad. But sometimes I don't quite understand what they're selling. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's if we're trying to be too obscure and too creative and out of the box. But I don't know. Do you feel that way at all?
I there's definitely some commercials where I was like, what was that for?
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's an ad trick.
Right.
To make you forget. But then that makes me feel that's a forgettable moment.
Right.
And isn't that not the goal to do that? Or were they trying to mind blow you like, wow, they were actually selling the coffee they were holding the whole time, not the outfit that they were wearing.
That's what I think. I think they try to, like, get you at the end.
Yeah.
But I also think, too, we don't have any more Fruity Pebble commercials.
Right.
You know, those are just kind of outdated, but it's kind of sad.
Yeah, there's no, I guess because of this healthy age, they kind of don't want to pull on those. I feel the most that we see is candy, like the classic candy, like the Hershey of the Bells.
The Oreo cookies.
Yes, classic items versus new things.
Yeah, and I think, again, we're pretty much selling bigger things now than the cereals, which I don't know, that kind of is just super different. But I still think, again, there are a lot of comparisons that are very similar in a lot of these commercials, because, again, they're just bringing love and nostalgia to us. And that's why I think you can look back at the old commercials and these new ones and just, you still feel, you know, that Christmas spirit.
Yeah. And what I'm noticing too is that, oh no, my computer, the transition now, I would say, is we make it Instagram worthy.
Right.
Right? So we can watch it again and again and again and again.
Yes.
Because the TV isn't as active,
right?
Versus on the gram. Yeah. So for them to make them a little bit longer, a little bit shorter, to make that 1 minute mark or just make it 15 seconds, like it's right. really crazy to see how social media is now even making the commercial world different. 100%. And then we can literally watch it over and over and over again versus, oh, I can't right. wait till that commercial comes back.
Yes.
I hope they play it again.
And you just want it to come back. Mm-hmm. And now, like you said, and that's what kind of, I think we're really in that stage where we like those musical commercials and the commercials where there are, you know, people are dancing and singing. And mm-hmm. I think that's just part of where we are with the different things that we're watching. You know, and I think that a lot of little kids would be like, I don't even know what Fruity Pebbles are. I don't go to McDonald's. I don't yeah. know the McDonald's clown, which kind of makes me sad.
What is the equivalent? Do healthier items have
holiday commercials?
Or even people? Like
the Quaker Oat?
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
I mean,
but he looks like Captain Crunch.
He does. I mean, I think that the holidays are truly the one time that you can make commercials full of crap candy, excuse yeah. my language, but you still have your Oreos, yeah. all of those commercials going on. So I think it's the one time of year where we're like, we can eat whatever we want. Yeah. So all those commercials still exist. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the bells. I mean, that's never going to go. The Hershey Kisses. And then I think, too, I mean, some of the other commercials, I think, I don't know, do you have any that are a little obscure this year that you think went too far from what we used to see in the past?
I mean, I haven't found anything that I thought was personally obscure.
Right.
There's an old one I thought was funny we were looking at earlier, the Kodak one.
Right.
There was a Kodak commercial, and everyone's gathering around the tree, and the commercial said, you get two free batteries. Two.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
It was huge.
Two free batteries? Yeah. That probably saved you, what, $15?
Now you get like a $12 yeah. to $20 Amazon gift card for free, yeah. and you're like...
But do, they don't advertise that in commercials.
No, they don't. I mean, that was like yeah. a flat-out thing in the mm-hmm. 90s that they would do. And you would be so excited because you knew you were getting two free batteries.
Right, and you're like, I had to go to the store.
Yes.
I had a Black Friday. I had to do all that. Versus now they kind of say, oh, and by the way, you'll get your $200 Target gift card or
right.
whatever. It's just...
Or they slide it in there like a little piece of paper from Amazon, and like I throw mine away half the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there was way
trick,
more.
So people don't buy it. Or don't receive it.
That's true, too.
That's not nice. You're on the naughty list, 2019.
So, hands down, what was so far, I mean, this season in the 90s, I mean, do you have two favorite commercials?
From the 90s, I love the Campbell's commercial.
Yeah.
It'll never get old for me. People thought it was weird, like, oh, they melted into
right.
a child. But I thought, I've related. I was like, yeah, it's
yeah.
so cold outside. I feel like a snowman. And soup does make me feel warm. And yay, now I'm happy and
yeah.
I'm home. And nothing beats a nice home-cooked meal type of vibe.
And you could totally do that commercial now, and it would mm-hmm. be great, you know, and you could make it significant again.
Yeah. Like, before Olaf, it was Campbell's soup.
Yes.
And it was happy.
I know. And I'm excited because honestly, like now that I saw that old Amazon commercial and this one, Amazon has gotten me in the 90s and today. So I'm like, was excited about both of those commercials.
Yeah.
And then we kind of have a little bit of fun stuff going back to Cardi B. You have some candy cane news for us.
Yes. The candy cane news is the... Really kind of, we touched it already, is just how star power kind of controls who and what is selling us product these
right.
days. And no matter if it's Christmas or a regular commercial, there's always that star factor that people, you know, want to resonate. And I don't know if the Cardi B thing, you know, we look back, who else did Pepsi? They did the whole pink Beyonce Britney Spears
right.
thing, and now it's Cardi B. It's like, it's always going to be a thing. With a celebrity, no matter if it's Super Bowl season, Christmas season, they got to find a way to make it work.
And then what's some underneath the Christmas tree, some 90s nostalgia that you can give us?
90s nostalgia. This reminds me of the Kodak commercial.
Right.
I really wanted my own camera.
I did too.
And
I did too.
I blame that commercial for part of the reason. Or, like, I wanted a Polaroid.
Right.
And I never got it. I never did.
I know. And speaking of 90s nostalgia, I wanted a boombox, which is great because that is going to kind of take us into where we're going for our next show.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of one of those things that I think we all wanted, some kind of radio player, something that we could do mm-hmm. to play our pop music.
Yes.
And so kind of circling out of this 90s commercials, you know, we're going to be right back here with you guys next week, and we're going to be talking about 90s music, and I don't think you want to miss it because that is the best time period for Christmas music ever.
Yes.
So that's kind of a wrap here on our show tonight with commercials. Sam, where can we find you on Instagram?
You can find me at story_of_Samantha. Happy holidays.
And once again, I'm Susie G at Susie G Styles. Thank you so much for joining us at 24/7 Christmas here at AfterBuzz. We can't wait to see you next time. Once again, we are breaking down those 90s music videos for you. Peace out.
Chief Health Officers Kevin Undergaro and Maria Menounos, Chief Spirit Officer Jeff Graham, and the entire The Christmas 24/7 channel, we would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV's The Christmas 24/7 channel. If you have questions or comments, email us at thechristmas247@gmail.com. Until next time, do your best to give